Some people are planners and they like to make lists. And probably at this time of year, there's a lot of people making lists, a packing list of what they need to take with them along on their summer vacation. Of course, to help us be in control, and so to help us be prepared for whatever may come or whatever may happen. And really, in today's gospel, Jesus gives the apostles a packing list, but of course we hear it's a really short one. He tells them only to take a walking stick, no food, no sack, and no money. So certainly not much at all for them to rely upon, and the apostles probably felt pretty ill-prepared or ill-equipped. Not even to mention the fact that the apostles, they were not professional evangelists, but they were just ordinary men from ordinary occupations, some fishermen, a tax collector, with their own weaknesses, faults, and limitations. But still, Jesus had chosen them and called them to be his witnesses to the world, even though they may not have felt like they were up to the task. And all of us have probably had situations in our lives where we haven't felt up to the task. Whether we might think of a first-time mother or father who, even though they did their best to prepare as far as getting advice from others on parenting, maybe reading all the parenting experts, but of course there's nothing that can fully prepare them for the birth of their child and then for everything that comes afterwards. Or maybe someone who's away from home for the first time, they think they're ready to take on all the challenges of the world, but then they struggle with their new responsibilities, being on their own. But somehow, these people survive and they get through. And I've had more than my fair share of times as a priest and a pastor where I didn't feel like I was up to the task in ministering to people in difficult situations or in other challenges because of my own weaknesses and my limitations. But ultimately, of course, though, it's not about our weaknesses, but it's about God's strength and God's power. In our gospel today, yes, Jesus sends the apostles forth of very little to their names, very little of their own, but he sends them forth with his authority and his power so that they wouldn't have to rely on their own weaknesses or lack of things, but instead on his own power. And we too, like the apostles, we are called and we are sent out, we are chosen to make Jesus known to the world. By virtue of our baptism, we are called, all of us, to be missionaries, to be able to share Jesus with others, and we can do so in a way that no one else can because of our own unique circumstances and the talents and gifts that we possess. Still, though, we might feel like we're not up to the task. This can be an intimidating thing for us to do because we might think we might have to have a list of studies and qualifications, or like we have to study theology for many years and years or be an expert in the Bible or things like that. But still, the Lord, whatever he calls us to, he equips us for it. He gives us what we need to be faithful to his call. Just as we hear in our letter from the Ephesians, that God has blessed us and chosen us and given us every spiritual blessing in the heavens. He gives us what we truly need to follow after him and also to be witnesses to him in the world. And Jesus, yes, as he sent the apostles out, he sent them out with very little, but he reminded them that they must rely upon him. And as we are sent out each day, we are called to carry and take Jesus along with us. Certainly, he's always with us. He's always at our side. We're called to invite him into those ordinary circumstances of our lives, to ask him to use us as his instrument and to strengthen us to be able to bring his presence and his peace and his love and not only what we possess ourselves. Because he wants to be in those ordinary, everyday moments of our lives, and he wants to strengthen us and walk with us so that we can see him in others, that we can share all that he has given to us with one another. And here in the Eucharist, of course, as well, Jesus invites us once again to take him with us. And here he strengthens us with himself so that we can make him known to the world by our words and our deeds.